Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. That's the roar of an engine of a new Chevy Camaro, which was heard this morning as GM CEO Dan Akerson rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange to mark GM's return as a publicly traded company. In the country's largest initial stock offering ever, GM is expected to raise more than $23 billion today, 17 months after bankruptcy and a $50 billion federal bailout that kept the company from collapsing. Micheline Maynard joins us. For years, she covered the auto industry for the New York Times. Now she's senior editor of the Midwest Public Media Project. She's changing some gears, and we want to find out about that. But Mickey, first, GM shares started trading at $33 today. So broadly, how's it been going?
Hi, Robin. Well, it's up about $2 a share to about $35 a share. And this often happens with initial public offerings. You know, people get in at the beginning, and then the publicity grows and more people want to get in on the offer.
Well, you know, a year ago, most people wouldn't think of getting in on an offer of GM stock. Why are investors so keen on the company right now?
Well, General Motors was put through bankruptcy by the federal government about 18 months ago, and actually its stock had dropped about 75 cents a share. So clearly anybody who got in today is paying more than it would have paid then. I think there's a lot of interest for two reasons. It's a comeback story. A lot of people have followed the story of General Motors going from the world's biggest car maker into bankruptcy, and now it looks like they're back on their feet. And the other thing is I think that people are looking for good news and investments that they can get in on at the bottom and maybe ride to the top.
Well, initially, GM is not going to be paying dividends on its stock gains. Those dividends were what made GM stock so attractive in the past. But, of course, obviously, when they still owe the federal government billions, they're not going to be paying out money to people. So can they keep this, you know, today's enthusiasm going?
Well, that's a very good question because we're headed into one of the most difficult times of the year for auto sales. Sales always slow down after the Christmas season and, you know, don't pick up again until about April or so. Also, gas prices are going up, and that always affects the car market. So, you know, this could be about as good as it gets for General Motors on IPO day.
Well, but it's still pretty good. I mean, it dramatically reduces the Treasury Department's ownership stake in GM from 61% to 26%. It returns about $11 billion of the government's $50 billion investment in GM to the Treasury and to taxpayers. Now, you know, as you and seem to be indicating and others have said, you know, they may not break even and pay all $50 billion back, but it is some good news. And the Obama administration and the bailout saved thousands of jobs. It sounds like a success story, but it seems as if both the White House and GM are downplaying it.
I think you have to be a little bit careful here because remember that the government has guided General Motors through this restructuring, you know, pretty much taking the company by the hand. The executive suite has been a revolving door. There have been four different CEOs in the last 18 months. There are new people running the company. We haven't really seen GM develop and bring out a car since this whole government-related process began. And so, you know, for most people, I think it would be wise to take a long view because they're not paying dividends, as you mentioned, and that's why a lot of people buy stock.
Yeah. Well, just meanwhile, Mickey, your new media group, Changing Gears, is all about looking at the future of the industrial Midwest. And what does today's GM news mean for people there, for Detroit?
Well, it's an incredibly important story for people in Detroit, in Michigan, in Ohio, Indiana, and anyone who wants to know more about our projects can go to changinggears.info. You know, what we're looking at are ways to reinvent the Midwest, and certainly the reinvention of General Motors is a huge story here.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, do people, you know, who are losing so many jobs in the Midwest, is there a thought that, you know, this will add some?
Well, I think it preserved them. Certainly the Obama administration would make the point that if General Motors and Chrysler hadn't been saved, that hundreds of thousands of jobs, maybe even a million jobs, would have disappeared pretty much overnight. And they couldn't take that risk with the economy the way it was. As for the future, you know, it will take a long time before General Motors is ever the size that it once was. Ford is a strong company on its own. It didn't get federal money. Toyota will be coming back at some point. I think they've learned the lessons from all their big recalls. You know, perhaps someday Chrysler will be stronger again. You've got Korean companies in this car market. So, you know, it's not going to be the General Motors when General Motors had more than half the car market, but it could be a bigger General Motors someday.
Micheline Maynard, senior editor of Changing Gears. Mickey, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Robin.